I'd like to take this opportunity to take a quick poll. I'm very curious. Before this conference here today, how many folks have heard of the World Summit on the Information Society before? I've heard many.
That's why they're here.
Great. Okay, you're a very educated and unique group. Okay. Well, as I mentioned before, I'm with IP Justice, and for those of you who aren't familiar with our organization, we are an international civil liberties organization that works to promote balanced intellectual property laws. And so we focus on things like treaties, trade agreements, directives, these kinds of international instruments. We're based in San Francisco. Well, we got involved in the World Summit on the Information Society largely because of the interest that the summit has in intellectual property rights issues. And we were asked by the Heinrich Bell Foundation to give a keynote speech at the World Forum on Communication Rights, which was a side event at the World Summit. And the main thrust of our presentation at the summit was that in an information society, communication rights are human rights. That in, just as in the traditional society, people need your bodies need access to food, need access to medicine. In an information society, our minds need access to information in order to be able to flourish and properly develop. And we're particularly concerned because we feel that the constant ratcheting up of intellectual property rights is hampering our ability to be able to freely exchange information, educate ourselves, and fully develop. Well, we also participated at another, or I should say we were also intending to participate at another side event at the World Summit of the Information Society, a counter event called We Seize. Unfortunately, that event was raided by the Swiss police the morning it was about to begin, so it was enormously disrupted, and for several days wasn't able to go on, unfortunately. We also prepared several documents, several texts that are available on our website, ipjustice.org. We prepared an analysis of the documents that were released, the plan of action, the declaration of principles, and we particularly wanted to compare and contrast the official summit's declaration of principles with the civil society declaration of principles. Because if you take a look at the two documents right next to each other, it becomes quite apparent, as we just heard, that the official documents read like a business plan. It's like Microsoft's plan for the world. And the civil society documents were really trying to push using information technologies to better human rights and to help people to be able to educate themselves and be able to be more participatory in the democratic process. Another thing that we talked about in the analysis of our documents was some of the watered-down support through the process that came for example, free and open-source software projects. Another problem that we had with the official documents were this religion of intellectual property, that it put forth that intellectual property rights are necessary for development and, strong intellectual property rights are necessary for human development, and we wanted to sort of take issue with this idea that, you know, countries must have strong intellectual property rights in order to be able to more fully develop. During the process of the negotiations, when countries were preparing these documents, for example, Brazil and India called for a reevaluation of the international intellectual property law regimes. For example, the TRIPS agreements and certainly the WIPO, World Intellectual Property Organization treaties. Unfortunately, their calls to include a reevaluation of international intellectual property law regimes in the final documents never made the light of day, and we only found out about it because there was a document that was leaked from the EU about what they were asking for in these closed-door negotiations. So most people do not realize that this was a very heated discussion that was going on behind the scenes. We also attended the World Summit and then prepared a report on this, on the meeting, and it was quite critical of the UN and its handling of putting the meeting together. For example, we learned several days into the meeting that all of the participants were being tracked. We all had little badges, which had little RFID tags in them with a little chip, and we were being tracked throughout the building. So this was in violation of UN law, or excuse me, UN declarations. This was in violation of Swiss law. It was in the violation of the UN's own internal policies on how they handle things. And it created a lot of problems for people when these some scientists realized and made public that our name badges were implements for the UN to be tracking who people were associating with, different sessions you attended, who you sat with, things like that. another problem, sort of with the mechanics of the meeting, the way this summit was put together, had to do with, you know, it's supposed to be the summit about access to information and using information technologies, and it was very, very difficult and expensive to get on the internet while we were at the summit. It was like $20 a half an hour in order to be able to get access to the wireless network. So what became strikingly apparent was this divide between the digital haves and the digital have-nots, if you were. It was very difficult for people to be able to use this wireless network and to be able to manage the way they would if they were back in their, at least for me, if I were back in San Francisco. So I'm somewhat ambivalent about this, the World Summit. On the one hand, it was good. It did provide an opportunity for civil society to meet, to work together, to work on these issues, to bring these issues to bear. But it was also somewhat problematic, and it's not clear to me that it's not something that we should be fighting against at this point. We mentioned that the next World Summit is going to take place in Tunisia in 2005. Well, Tunisia has one of the worst records on human rights in the world, and so is it really appropriate for us to be holding this meeting in Tunisia, where journalists are imprisoned every day for speaking out against the government? There's a lot of people who are very troubled by the UN's choice of Tunisia as the place to hold this kind of a meeting. And another reason why it was really problematic is I think is it really undermines the credibility of the UN. It became apparent, at least to me, that the UN is not a force here for helping developing countries, helping the third world to develop, but it was simply being used by Microsoft, large US corporations, to really push their agenda onto these countries. And I think that's completely inappropriate for this United Nations body to be so captured by these intellectual property rights maximalists and other large corporations to be using the UN in that kind of a fashion. So I'm somewhat ambivalent about this, about the World Summit. So, thank you.